Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They sealed the deal at 3 a.m. Senators approving a two-year budget, a bipartisan compromise that some Republicans like Ted Cruz, who's running for president, don't support.
If you are not willing to fight on any must-pass legislation, we will not win anything.
Fox News Radio's John Decker's live at the White House.
This spending bill passed by the Senate just hours ago boosts military and domestic spending and, most importantly, averts a partial government shutdown in December. The bill also raises the debt limit through 2017. In a statement released this morning, the president said he applauds the Democrats and Republicans who helped pass what he called a responsible long-term budget agreement that reflects our values, grows our economy, and creates jobs. The president said he will sign the bill once it reaches his desk. Dave?
John, Secretary of State Kerry's in Vienna for talks with 18 other countries on how to stop Syria's civil war. Russia is warning the U.S. not to send in ground troops. And for the first time, Iran is included in those discussions. Now, Iran has detained another American. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, Siamak Namazi is an Iranian-American businessman who lives in Dubai. It's thought he was visiting family in Iran and he was barred from leaving the country in July and then detained earlier this month, perhaps over business dealings. He's now being held in solitary confinement in prison, this according to a Reuters report. Namazi joins three other Iranian-Americans detained in Iran. Another diplomatic obstacle between the countries, Dave.
Simon, a little American girl is in a San Antonio hospital, shot in the back by Mexican Army soldiers as her family's car got caught in the middle of a drug suspect chase just south of the Texas border last week. A manhunt's over in Kentucky. Floyd Ray Cook was found, then died in a shootout early this morning.
I don't know what resources he had available to him, and we may not ever know.
State Trooper Billy Gregory Cook had been on the run since shooting a Tennessee cop Saturday and firing at police in Kentucky. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com. And now you can find the new ContourNext 35-count test strips only at Walmart.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click Marriott. Homes.com.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Got a lot to haul? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on a utility vehicle you'll be proud to own, an RTV X1120D. Built atop a rigid IRS frame, Kubota RTVs are the best-selling diesel utility vehicles in America. Now, get zero down and 0% financing for up to 4 years and great customer instant rebates. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, and there's a lot going on. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The National Weather Service in Houston warned on social media of a tornado-like signature on radar along Interstate 35 near San Marcos. Now comes reports of damage to San Marcos High School. This is Brazos, Austin, Burleson, and Washington counties are under a tornado watch until noon. The watch is considered less severe than a tornado warning. A Brazos County District Court jury took 3.5 hours yesterday to reach a guilty verdict in a murder trial. 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez of Bryan claimed the shooting of Andres Tulip and Alosa more than 2 years ago was in self-defense. The jury also had the option of manslaughter in addition to not guilty. The jury begins the punishment phase this morning. No one was hurt from an electrical fire at a College Station apartment complex yesterday. Investigators found a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud wall of an upstairs apartment. The fire at the Gables on University Oaks was declared under control about 40 minutes after arriving. Next Thursday, the Bush Library and Museum holds a special event recognizing the 25th anniversary of the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Last week, the College Station City Council approved recommendations of what consultant Brian Schamberger called a master plan for accessibility.
Any new construction or alteration that the city makes, all those activities need to be barrier-free. And that's also from an architectural standpoint, the physical environment, but also from the communication standpoint as well. It's important to understand that every facility that you own and operate does not have to be entirely barrier-free, but if you do offer any programs and services within those facilities, they have to be accessible, so it has to be some access to all of those programs.
As for next Thursday's event at the Bush Library, you're invited to listen to a panel discussion featuring speakers involved in the drafting of the ADA, which was enacted by President Bush in 1990. There's no admission charge, but reservations are requested by contacting the library. The Bryan City Council learned this week curbside recycling is available for residents by a private business. That was revealed by City Manager Keene Register in response to a request from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
A subscription-based, they currently have over 100 accounts, and I believe their charges are around $15 a month to provide that service.
Earlier this month, the College Station Council approved going citywide with a pilot project giving residents the option of filling bins with unsorted recyclables at no additional charge. Bryan does have a recycling center near the Briarcrest Walmart that's open daily. Look for oil prices in Texas and nationally to decrease again. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that will happen as the result of the new budget bill, which will sell oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Got the federal government dumping oil on the market, it depresses prices, and that continues to make life rough for our energy industry that's already struggling. The second thing is it means that the federal government will get less for the oil than it paid for it on average, and so it actually loses money on every barrel of oil.
Flores, who is a retired energy industry executive, says the sell-off will affect prices for about 6 months. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. 80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro Mule FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast with South Carolina tomorrow in town. It's going to be definitely tough during the first part of the game weather-wise. For today, cloudy and breezy. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing. High 75 to 80. They come in for the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms night, they could be strong, 65 to 70. Showers and storms should move out tomorrow afternoon, high 75 to 80. We're partly to mostly sunny Sunday, high Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, the rain activity seems to be tracking more northerly than easterly. It's got a definite more northerly movement, but it is drifting over to the east, and that's the reason we're starting to get some showers here. Again, the heaviest rain is still north of San Antonio, between San Antonio and Austin, so we'll be watching that. And there's some more that is coming up out of Mexico right now. So more of that stuff, and then remember, really the best chance of rain coming up this evening and tomorrow, and then hopefully it's out of here by about 2 o'clock. And remember, we're under a tornado watch until noon, and we're kind of on the edges of the tornado watch. So anyhow. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. You brought the guy from Mississippi, didn't you?
I did. We had to leave really early, but we got here on time. Gary Logan from College Station Parks and Recreation.
But before we start, but we're gonna yeah, don't yeah, you beat our butt last week.
You were mad at your own team.
Right. That's true. Very true. Pacemakers apparently a bit of a hot item in Mississippi. Christy Lee Zarrell, she's 67, arrested. And accused of cutting the pacemaker out of her dead boyfriend's chest.
Oh, my Lord.
Then getting rid of the body in a trash can.
Oh, nice.
The remains of 87-year-old Edward Miller, who was obviously robbing the cradle because she was 67, found dead in the can in the backyard. Anyway, reported missing by friends 2 weeks earlier. An autopsy revealed that he died of natural causes, but she went in there and did a snip-snip on the wires for his pacemaker.
I don't know if you've checked the obesity numbers for Mississippi lately, but yeah, I could definitely see pacemakers being a hot commodity item over that way.
That is seriously macabre.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, so there. All right, so what's going on in the Parks Department of the city?
Well, we were hoping to have Halloween tonight. We're still trying to evaluate. Obviously, there's some rain out there, so we're not sure. We're, you know, just evaluating all options and looking at Plan B right now. So still hold out hope and evaluate and monitor all the city's social media pages. So okay. We'll be making an announcement here shortly once we figure out how everything's going to go down. But we do have some things coming up further out that can talk about for sure. Friday, November 13th, we have our last Movies in the Park of the year, which will be Heavyweights, the popular camp hit from the 90s.
My favorite.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gates open at 6, movie starts at 7, and then a little bit further out, since we now know that the BCS Parade, back and better than ever, that'll also include our Jingle Bell Fun Run. So right before the parade, at approximately 1:15 p.m., we will have our Jingle Bell Fun Run that runs the parade route. Registration $15 until November 15th. That includes a shirt. Shirts are not guaranteed after November 15th, and the fee goes up to $20 as of November 16th. More information, register, all that good stuff, go to cstx.gov/Christmas, or, as always, give our office a call, 979-764-3486.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. What is your title at the City of College Station, Jay?
Communications Director.
Director, okay. Yep. Now, how about so information is not in that at all anymore. Is that
right? We try to take that right out.
Yeah,
that gets in the way.
Of course it is. Well, because I have a story here in just a minute I want you to share with your coworkers. Hello.
That pacemaker story takes stripping copper to a whole new level.
You're exactly right, sir. She went, God, I thought there'd be more copper in this. Just one of these things. I don't know if y'all stand around in the break room and you're there to impart wisdom or knowledge to people.
No, I just go desk to desk to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you might tell someone, if you have some there who have a crying baby in their world, that if you have a crying baby in the back seat, try turning up the radio. Turning up the radio. Well, Gary, you've got a new baby, right?
I do.
How old is your child?
Almost 8 months.
Okay, well, perfect. This is just right for you.
Drown them out.
Impart some knowledge on me.
Exactly. Okay, this study in Infancy Magazine says that they have found that babies stay calm twice as long when listening to a song as they did when they were listening to the spoken word.
So the parents couldn't hear it.
Well, that could well be. And again, I guess this means don't use talk radio because that'll make the child cry more. But researchers at the University of Montreal found that babies did kind of get carried away by music.
Interesting.
And they said that singing prolonged infants' positive and neutral states of mind.
Didn't you have the story a few days ago about the baby whisperer, the older gentleman who had sort of rent out his services because He would yell at babies to get them to stop crying. Is that right?
This is it. So this is it. It's right here. So, yeah, I'd forgotten. So Gary being a new dad, he can take that home, and you can pass that along to your workers.
I'm happy to do that.
That's why we're here, just to help everybody out. All right, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, time to talk about things going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. And November kicks off. I mean, we are rocking and rolling as we get through there. First of all, let's talk about the exhibit's going to be closing the end of this month. So let's mention that and then when the new one starts.
Yes, our current exhibit, The History in the Making, Texas A&M Forest Service, that's going to be closing on the 8th of November. So, you know, come out and see it before it closes up. And then we have a new one, the National Parks Photography Project, that's opening up on the 30th.
You know, one of the things I don't know, maybe there are laws that have or guidelines that have impacted more people than this, but one of the most noticeable acts was the Americans with Disabilities Act. And this is something that is really a keystone that happened during President Bush's time in office, and that anniversary is coming up, and I know they've got some special things planned. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Bush Library, we're celebrating it, the 25th anniversary, on the 5th of November at 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Conference Center. We're welcoming Professor Lex Frieden. He is one of the architects of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's an educator and an activist. Also, we're welcoming Ambassador C. Boyden Gray. Mm-hmm. He was our White House counsel. And he was one of the main people who helped push the law through.
Okay.
And then we're also welcoming Dr. Larissa DeSantis. She was the poster child for epilepsy at the time.
Okay.
In 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's a world-renowned paleontologist, and she's going to be there. Oh, they're going to be having a panel discussion, you know, discussing not only the beginnings of the act, but how it affected their lives.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you think about the curb cuts, the ramps, the things that you see now that make so many buildings accessible to people who just couldn't before the Americans with Disabilities Act. I mean, it is really important legislation that this president signed. And I don't know, that obviously the legislation was important to him. I don't know what else we can say other than it could be a really special occasion at the Bush Library.
Yeah, it was one of the trademark legislations in his administration. You know, we even have a free exhibit right when you walk in the library. You don't even have to pay to see it. When you come through the doors, it's right to your right. It's right there. And for the event as well, there's going to be free accessible transportation to and from the event. And it's going to be available through the Brazos Valley Center for Independent Living. And you can call 979-776-5505. And once again, reservations aren't required, but they're highly suggested. It's going to be filling up pretty soon here.
Yeah. And there might be a former national elected official there?
There may be. I can neither confirm or deny. It wouldn't be prudent.
Right, right.
But
yeah, of course it wouldn't.
But
right.
Like I said, this is one of the, you know, greatest pieces of legislation in our history, and one of the greatest ones in
his administration. Sure. And that will take place again?
That's going to take place on the 5th at 7 p.m. at the Annenberg Conference Center.
Okay. And then actually right behind that comes Veterans Day. There'll be some also something special for the library on Veterans Day.
Yeah, it's going to be free admission for veterans and their family for the whole day. So, you know, as many people know, President Bush was also a veteran himself,
mm-hmm.
a naval pilot. And so we're very proud to offer free admission to our veterans and their families.
So the exhibit's coming to a close. There'll be a new exhibit that'll open up. We'll tell you about that later. But remember, the discussion is on the 5th of November. And again, could be a really great opportunity to see some famous people and then the Veterans Day coming up. If they want some more information, what do they do, Dave?
Well, they can go to the easiest way to sign up for these events are to go to our website, go to bush41.org, and then click on the tab Events, and you can register that way. You can also call 691-4068, Or if you really want to get, you know, you can email us at reservations.bush@nara.gov.
Okay, got it. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
It's 820, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Once again, as we look at the radar, remember there's some stuff out there. Watch out for that. And again, if you're headed toward Austin or San Antonio, you're going to be driving right into the teeth of it. Whether it comes down and visits or comes over and visits us remains to be seen. Got an unconfirmed report that there was some damage at a high school in San Marcos. Not here, in San Marcos. So we'll see. It sounds like there's some rough weather involved there.
I'm Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. The government will stay open and the bills will get paid under legislation given final approval by the Senate overnight. The deal had been struck between Republican congressional leaders and Democrats. It was approved 64-35, but GOP presidential contender Ted Cruz of Texas was one of those voting no.
A lame duck Speaker of the House cutting a deal with a lame duck president to add $85 billion in our national debt and to give away any and all leverage for the remainder of the Obama administration.
Congressional leaders were intent on steering away from the brinkmanship and shutdown threats that have haunted them for years. Futures are up across the board right now after stocks were down yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials were off 23 points, finishing at 17,755. The NASDAQ dropped 21 to close at 5,074. And the S&P 500 was off 1 point to 2,089. That's your Money Now.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Cherry Rufino team. Buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
There are 61 brand new channels if you are a Suddenlink subscriber, and if not, why not? Because 31 of them are in HD, including Big Ten HD, the Pac-12 networks on HD, the Hallmark Movie and Mystery in HD, Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, ton of them. There's 61 of them, right? Find out more by calling 1-877-694-9474 today and get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call 1-877-694-9474 today. Or you can find them online, of course, at suddenlink.com for more information. Better services are waiting for you, and including customer service, because it's live and local. And here, their call center, as a matter of fact, is in Abilene, so somebody's going to understand you if you pick up the phone. They've got the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee and a whole lot more. Go online and find out for yourself by going to suddenlink.com so you too can suddenlink and save.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, abdominal pain is nothing to laugh at or ignore. Sometimes it can be an indication of some serious problems. Abdominal cramps and pain, even severe urgency to go to the bathroom, loss of appetite due to inflammatory bowel disease, chronic bad breath, stomach cramping when you're trying to eat, even after taking antibiotics for a while. First Choice Probiotics by the Activate Company can help you with all these problems and let you feel normal again. You know, those yogurt products that you see in the store, well, they might help a little bit, but they're not going to solve the problem. First Choice Probiotics gives your system the good bacteria needed to keep things working properly. Doctor developed and made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. It must work for you or your money back guaranteed. For more information, just go to myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. Do you remember Walter Mitty? Basically, he's a guy who really didn't have the courage to do the things he really wanted to do, so he invented characters to do them for him. He spent much of his time dreaming about doing the things that he was just too afraid to do himself. The character was so popular and well-known at one time that psychology now terms it the Walter Mitty syndrome. I guess you could say that young David Morrell suffered from that. It was violence that David couldn't stand. The violence of a TV show bothered him to the point that, well, he'd have to leave the room. Even the news reports panicked him. He was so afraid that some newscaster would suddenly announce that a war had broken out somewhere that, well, he just refused to watch a newscast at all. David was beside himself with anxiety almost constantly. He had to find a way to handle his fears. What he found was that writing was a panacea for him. And to his credit, he decided to face his fears head on, and he started writing about a war hero. In his book, he wrote about a man who had lived through the horrors of a war and had come home to find that life just wasn't any better here. It was just some nothing kid, for all anybody knew, standing by the pump of a gas station on the outskirts of Madison, Kentucky. And that's the opening line of the book. He even named his character after a type of apple because he liked the name. It took 7 years to write, but remember, it was therapy for David. In the meantime, he got a Ph.D. and became a professor at the University of Iowa. Therapy? Walter Mitty? Yes, it was. David found strength and courage in his writing by living through another character, one that you know, a man who stood up for what he believed was right and just. A man of action and a warrior beyond any concept of what we had known to that time. It's a little-known fact that it wasn't some hawk who wrote the now-famous story. It was a very fearful and fervent anti-war advocate who created a character that later became known as exactly the opposite. It was a dove who wrote the book to help himself. But it sold, and the movie made, and now you know the true story of David Morrell and his creation of Rambo.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Kick time tomorrow morning. We'll be at 11 o'clock at Kyle Field when the Aggies take on South Carolina. A&M will start the game at 5-2. We're 2-2 in league play. The Aggs won this game last year. First time ever that A&M played South Carolina. Opened the season last year on the 28th of August, beating them in Columbia by a final score of 52-28. Special game tomorrow in that the 12th man towels, all of the towels sold. A sale of special $5 commemorative towels will go to the South Carolina flood relief efforts. Also, don't forget, two of the student athletes at A&M have designated the South Carolina game as their annual Aggies Can Food Drive for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Big day at Kyle. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here. Let's talk for a moment about the holidays and those new chips embedded in our credit cards. Wait, you haven't gotten yours yet? Well, neither have tens of millions of other Americans. Chip-embedded cards are being used all over the world. October 1st, a month ago, was deadline day, the day that all U.S. retailers were supposed to be ready for the new cards or bear full responsibility for fraud and theft. But American banks have been ridiculously slow in rolling out the cards, because lots of retailers are dragging their feet in installing the new readers, as they fret and delay, waiting for more banks to issue more cards. See where this is going? Caught in the middle, you and me. This is why Walmart's head of payments is predicting that, come Black Friday, in fact, coming for the entire holiday shopping season, confusion, longer lines, flared tempers, and greater difficulty in getting your money back if your store's data gets hacked. The timing of all this is simply an outrage. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this. No ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We have about 3.5 hours left in a tornado watch for Brazos County, as well as Austin, Burleson, and Washington counties. We'll have more of that coming up in the weather. The idea of the City of Bryan adding curbside recycling program for residential customers is on hold. That's because the council learned this week from Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker that a private business has a city permit offering that service.
We have a permit. We offer
a permit. Okay. All right.
The City of College Station, on the other hand, actually contracts for the service.
Okay.
It's two different animals.
So it's up to them to market and to let the citizenry know.
Correct.
City Manager Keen Register responded to Mayor Jason Bienski's comment that some on the council did not know about the private business.
So should the city maybe work with them to help?
So we can do some public service advertising. No, we can't. We'll figure out a way to help get the word out.
Register said the private business currently serves more than 100 customers who pay about $15 a month. In College Station, the city council earlier this month approved going citywide with an expanded residential recycling program at no additional charge. Bryan does have a recycling center near the Briarcrest Walmart that's open daily. On the 25th anniversary year of the Americans with Disability Act, the College Station City Council adopted what was described as a master plan for accessibility. That followed 9 months of meetings with all city departments and public input. Consultant Brian Schamberger says the city still has to, among other things, hire an ADA coordinator and establish a procedure to handle complaints.
And that needs to be something if someone files a complaint or a grievance with the city, or maybe it's just a comment, that process be consistent. You know, if they talk to someone out in the field, well, they think they've talked to someone at the city, and that's the way they file their grievance. But everyone in the city needs to know, it's like, well, who is the ADA coordinator? If you have a problem or if you have an issue, this is the person you need to talk to, and that process needs to be consistent. It also allows the city to be able to respond, and maybe that person can actually file an appeal if they don't agree with what was decided on.
The council's action comes on the eve of a program the Bush Library and Museum is holding on the ADA anniversary. You're invited to watch a panel discussion next Thursday evening featuring speakers who helped draft the ADA, which was signed by the president in 1990. Contact the library to make a reservation. There is no admission charge. A Brazos County District Court jury has decided it was murder and not self-defense from a shooting in the parking lot of O'Brien apartment complex just over 2 years ago. The jury took 3.5 hours yesterday to convict 41-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez in the death of Andres Tulip and Alosa. According to the arrest report, the two men had exchanged words at a College Station nightclub before the shooting. The jury starts hearing evidence in the punishment phase this morning. Video of the May 17th Waco biker shootout is now public. The video shows men with vests that say Cossacks inside the Twin Peaks restaurant, first looking outside, then ducking for cover. Attorney Adam Raposa, who represents one of the bikers, says the video shows an ambush.
There were some members of the Cossack Motorcycle Club who were laying in wait, and that the banditos were ambushed.
Waco police say they didn't release the video and say whoever did could face prosecution. The Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court has paid $1,000 to settle a 7-year-old ethics fine, but the settlement is not considered an admission of guilt.
It was a $29,000 ethics fine that Heck dodged. In 2008, the Texas Ethics Commission found him guilty of violating the Elections Code on contributions.
Justice Heck improperly accepted a discount on legal fees that amounted to campaign contribution that was in excess of the legal limits for judicial campaign contributions.
Alex Winslow of Texas Watch filed the original complaint. Heck's problems began when he was reprimanded back in 2006 for endorsing longtime friend Harriet Myers for the U.S. Supreme Court.
And then there followed a question about whether I paid my lawyers enough money in that process.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A two-story apartment building in College Station was evacuated from a fire yesterday. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the fire at the Gable Apartments on University Oaks was caused by a nail rubbing up against electrical wiring in the exterior stud wall of an upstairs apartment. No residents or firefighters were injured. There was fire damage to one unit, resulting in the relocation of that resident. An undetermined number of occupants living in other units were also moved. The recently passed federal budget bill that increases the debt ceiling will also lower oil prices. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who is a retired energy industry executive, says the federal government dumping oil held in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will depress prices in a market that is already struggling.
I do not like, and I oppose, using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a piggy bank to be raided every time somebody turns around and needs some extra money to pay for some gimmick in the federal government.
Flores says the only good thing is the sell-off will be short-lived.
6 months at the most. It won't take too long to release the amount of oil from the reserves that they're talking about.
And Flores also says the government will be losing money because it will be selling for less than what it paid for on average. Texas Obamacare customers will see premium increases of about 5% when open enrollment begins this weekend. That's lower than Obamacare price hikes nationwide or the average increase being paid by people who get their coverage through their employer. Lance Lunsford of the Texas Hospital Association says that's because with our high rate of uninsured, that means we have the most people signing up.
When you increase the access to health insurance, you so too bring down the cost of care, and that helps everyone.
80% of Texans who buy insurance through healthcare.gov will be able to get it for less than $100 after a month after tax credits. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More local news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson, President and Chief Operating Officer with the Bank and Trust. Your continued support throughout the years is proof that banking is about people, relationships, and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. If you're already our customer, thank you. If you're not, I'd like to personally invite you to become one today. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
It's Aggie football season, and Texas A&M Transportation Services wants you to know about convenient parking and shuttle options. Park on campus for $20 and $25 cash only near the Bush Library, the Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, in Northside Garage, or on Agronomy or Finn Feather Roads. Free shuttles run to many campus lots, or ride the new Downtown Bryan shuttle, or the Get to the Grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. For game day traffic, parking information, and more, download the Destination Aggieland app or visit transport.tamu.edu/football. Follow us on Twitter at GetToAggieGame.
Good morning. It's 840. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, office supplies, and a whole lot more, and they'll deliver out to you.
Looks like we've got some rain in the forecast with South Carolina tomorrow in town. It's going to be definitely tough during the first part of the game weather-wise. For today, cloudy and breezy. Some showers and thunderstorms will be developing. High 75 to 80. They come in for the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, they could be strong, 65 to 70. Showers and storms should move out tomorrow afternoon. High 75 to 80. We're partly to mostly sunny Sunday. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, the largest glob of rain, without a doubt, is this stuff that's down still below us. And as I've been mentioning all morning, down to San Antonio and San Marcos. And now it's kind of moving into Cedar Creek and on into Austin. So, yes, you left your umbrella in here. I calculated it at 25 cents every 15 seconds, so you owe me about 12 bucks, okay?
Great.
Okay, thanks. Jay Sokol coming back to get his umbrella. He always stays on Friday to get donuts.
So that would mean you're buying after the show then.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Made money.
So is there such a thing as extreme donuts? Because there's a donut. I'm so stressed today I had a donut. I'm just telling you. I know.
Jeez.
That's been a while.
But wowzers.
Anyway, yeah. But I went in there, and of course Ben gets a dozen plain donuts and then a dozen donuts that they can't sell other people to, you know? Which is cool. There seems to be an extreme donut in there. Like they took the stuff that is glaze, made a frosting out of it, and just piled it on one side of this donut. I mean, literally. Take like a gigantic mouth to be able to take a bite of this thing. So do we have extreme donuts? Have you heard of like extreme donuts before? Well, I haven't either. I mean, but just saying. Back to the weather, that's probably a little more important than donuts. Pretty much has cleared San Antonio, but it's that area now that's moving into Austin. So central Austin is going to get hit pretty hard here, looks like, for about the next 40 minutes. Now, obviously, we're in a situation where we're a little less than due east of Austin. So there's a chance, once again, we may miss this really heavy stuff. It may hit Booger County and that kind of thing and not hit us. But just remember that we're under a tornado watch until noon. So stay tuned, because you know we have that annoying voice that breaks in. You don't have to worry about that. If anything's happening, we'll tell you.
And we go deef.
Yeah. So the Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court had been issued a fine of $29,000. Back in 2008, after state regulators had figured out that he violated campaign finance rules about receiving discounts on legal services. So they released the settlement Wednesday. Now, we're just having the story on Friday, which is really nothing on us. That kind of has more to do with those other media outlets. The settlement agrees for him to pay, $1,000, not $29,000. Oh, and wait, he also doesn't have to say that he did anything wrong. So that makes him just like the stockbroker companies. Yeah, so there. It will go into the state's general fund and should not be considered a fine, according to the judge's attorney.
Blah, 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 yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah, yeah. A fine is where some government agency said you violated this. This instead is payment to settle a suit, so it is not a fine.
Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
I can say this about Nathan Hecht. He has a fine head of white hair, which, as you remember, when John Cornyn was on the Supreme Court, it always looked, that white hair really helps a lot. Just saying, I'm sure everything is just the way it should be. Just the way it should be.
Here's a line from Facebook. I've got an idea. Stop researching if baking gives you cancer and just work on a cure for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be a test subject.
Yeah, exactly.
A bacon safety pill. That'll be great. All right. New study while links watching too much TV with some of the leading causes of death.
Oh, God. We're going to die. Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Oh, wait, it's just in U.S. America. It's not in any place else. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. In the study, the researchers with the United States National Cancer Institute followed more than 221,000 people aged 50 to 71 who did not have a chronic disease at the start of the nearly 15-year study. All were followed until their deaths or up till December 2011, whichever came first. WebMD.com says the more the TV the older people watch, the more likely they were to die from conditions like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, flu, or pneumonia.
See, it's everyone else has TVs. It's just got to be the American programming that's so caustic to
I think that's probably what it lifestyle. Is. I believe you're exactly right because they watch just as much TV in Lithuania or whatever. So, yeah, you're right. I think it's the stuff that we're watching. It's eating our brains. Police in Tacoma, Washington were not fooled by the driver that illegally used the carpool lane. The unidentified man allegedly put a zombie baby doll in the passenger seat before moving into the high occupancy lane. But a passing state trooper spotted the undead doll, complete with the pink onesie, and pulled the guy over. Driver was issued a $136 ticket. Trooper Guy Gill said, at least he was in the Halloween spirit. I guess that's probably right. So have you seen the little five-month-old kid from Virginia who speaks dog?
No.
Larry Woods has posted a video on YouTube of his toddler engaged in a howling battle with the family pets.
Love it.
Larry says their dogs, a chocolate lab and a yellow lab, howl at each other so often his son decided to pick up the habit and joins in. Video's gone viral, 350,000 views as we speak. Due to go up, I'm sure.
For millions of Texans, it's a way of life. Hunting and fishing are part of what makes Texas, Texas. A proud tradition we've cherished for generations. A God-given right we can never take for granted. But because anti-hunting and fishing groups are scheming to infringe on our right, our heritage is at stake. Our economy, too. Nearly 3 million Texans exercise their right to hunt and fish. Spending billions of dollars every year, a big boost to our economy. Keep Texas strong and free by voting yes on Proposition 6. Proposition 6 guarantees the right to hunt and fish in our state constitution. Yes on Proposition 6. Vote early if you can. The early voting period has already begun and runs through Friday, October 30th. Election day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Yes on Proposition 6. Political ad paid for by Texans United for Hunting and Fishing Rights, PAC.
If you've been to an A&M home football game, any time in the last 33 years or so, and you hear this guy say this.
Ladies and gentlemen, now forming at the north end of Kyle Field.
Then chances are you've said along with him.
The nationally famous Fighting Texas Aggie Band.
That guy is Lieutenant Colonel Jay Brewer, Aggie class of 1981. And he's been the public address voice since then. Yeah, September of 1981 is when he started. His day job for that 3 1/3 decades has been the senior associate director of Aggie Bands, the right-hand man to Joe T. Haney, Ray Toler, and now Tim Ray. But to Aggie fans, the voice of the incomparable and undefeated
Fighting Texas Aggie Band.
And when he says that,
I do get a thrill
And the reason I get a thrill, although we love our fans, is because of those young cadets that stomp the grass and stir the dust.
Well, you can't say it any better than that. And yes, he knows that like any great rock star singing his headliner at a concert, well, the fans are going to sing along with him.
I found that out several years ago, and it kind of surprised me. I think that is the crowd's way of approval of the Aggie band.
Indeed it is. And their approval of the military-like but very stirring enthusiasm that Jay Brewer says it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now forming at the north end of Kyle Field, the nationally famous Fighting Texas Aggie Band.
Now, I had to ask him what it's like after 32 years of calling the band's routine from the west side press box, moving across to the east side press box.
It's weird. I didn't know how I was gonna if I was gonna be able to adjust to that. So this year I changed the side that I watch the band when we're rehearsing the band during the week. So I'm used to seeing them from that side.
I know you're gonna hear it tomorrow at Kyle Field, but let's hear it here one more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, now forming at the north end of Kyle Field, the nationally famous Fighting Texas Aggie Band.
For Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, moving families is a Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Moving families, a Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Peace of mind. That's what you get when you shop Tom Light Chevrolet. Peace of mind means shopping with a dealership that puts your interest first. We listen, and then we find the right car or truck for your family. And during Truck Month, you'll save on our best-selling trucks and hard-to-find pre-owned trucks. New or used, our everyday low prices beat the competition. Pre-owned prices start at $7,300 and choose from a big selection of certified pre-owned Chevys, Buicks, and GMCs. We are your official Auto Trader trade-in dealership, so you'll get more for your trade and we'll pay you cash on the spot. Use it on a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Whatever you choose, we'll take that unwanted vehicle off your hands, even if you don't buy from us. Shop with confidence and get peace of mind. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
852 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just got a picture of big old giant pumpkins got moved by the water in Dripping Springs. So big old pumpkins. Okay, so must be some pretty serious water over there. And we, you know, we had our weekend of serious water. We don't need that again. A little more rain is okay.
Just something steady.
Yeah, we could just use that. Everything's greened up pretty nicely. Just kind of help us on the water table a little bit, but don't need any of that kind of foolishness. We'll talk about the. The radar again before we leave.
Gonna have to mow some more.
Yeah, that's right. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. You buy bread and it gets moldy or goes stale before you finish it.
Right.
What do you do? First, bread with no preservatives will go moldy faster. So one thing you can do is buy bread that does have preservatives. Of course, a lot of people hate the idea of preservatives in bread, even though the FDA says it's fine. And after all, the FDA is part of the government, and if they say so, it has to be true. But nonetheless, okay, so if you want preservative-free bread, you might think that putting it in the fridge would inhibit mold growth. And it may, but refrigerating bread is a bad idea for another reason, because the cold temperature in the fridge makes the bread go stale faster. May not have the mold, but it does get hard as a rock. Best strategy is to buy unsliced bread if you want to do that, and slice it as you go. If it'll stay fresher that way. Last a lot longer. However,
you never cut the slices straight.
Well, that's also true, and or even, right. And so you got one that's thicker and one that's thinner, and how's that work on your sandwich?
I hate that.
I know. However, any bread will last longer if you freeze it. So just make sure you thoroughly thaw it before using, or you can stick it in the toaster. But again, and that's true, I would think probably for individual people or just, you know, houses that don't have a lot of folks in them, that you might have bread go stale. And again, how bad could the mold be for you? You know, after all, penicillin is mold, right?
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, not on bread, but no.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Hello, this is Kit Hickman. I was on the Bryan ambulance called to help save Buppy Simak, who had been crushed by a trailer and not breathing for about 5 minutes. We can count on Buppy to help provide Bryan first responders with the support, tools, and training we need to help save lives. That is why the Bryan Firefighter Association is giving their support and endorsement to Buppy.
I am running for Bryan City Council to serve a community that I owe my life to. Vote Buppy Simak during early voting or Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd.
Political ad paid for by the Buppy Simak campaign. Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, you know, in your news story today, having to do with the two people who exchanged words, what an interesting idiom that is. I mean, if you think about it, because you don't actually write down a word on a piece of paper and hand it to
somebody.
Here's
one for you,
and then they hand you one, right? I mean, but I don't know.
That's the way debate should go from now on.
That would
though.
Be good. I don't know the etymology of that. I don't know how they came up with exchange words other than somebody yells at somebody and the other person yells back. Someone curses at the person and they curse back, and so maybe that's exchanging words. But
looking it up now.
Oh, okay. So the next time you need to remember something important, this is pretty simple. Write it down on paper. According to Ann Mangan, who is a handwriting researcher, the process of reading and writing involves a number of very powerful senses. When writing by hand, our brain receives feedback from our motor actions, together with the sensation of touching the pencil, touching the paper. This kind of feedback is significantly different from what we get by touching and typing on a keyboard.
Yes.
Writing also takes longer for most people. That gives the brain more time to absorb and process the important information. I do that. I really do. Yeah.
I was a bad note taker in college until I got a laptop, though.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so that made it.
Because I couldn't, whatever I wrote, I couldn't read it.
Okay, well, that's a good point. No, that is a good point. That's and I do that same thing. I have to think about that when I'm writing something down that I really do need to be able to reference later. Do you find anything?
No.
Yeah, that's all right. I understand. Okay. Hey, listen, let's talk about the radar for a minute. The very heavy rain coming into Austin right now. And again, while it is tracking to the northeast, the entire system is drifting to the east. Now, I don't know, again, if this big giant glob of rain is going to hit us or not. And I don't know, as best I can tell, if it is, it's going to happen in the next 45 minutes, but it seems to me that it's going to skirt Bryan College Station the way it tracks right now, and so it'll hit Hearn and Centerville and on up and out. But there is more stuff down in the southern part of Texas that will be headed our way, so we're not done with it with just this little bit that we've had. Grand Theft Auto 5, rated M for mature. There's a good reason for that. This is one of the games that lets you do almost anything that passes through your mind, but as kids become preteens, these kinds of games somehow start calling to them, and a kid on Reddit said his son asked him to buy Grand Theft Auto this week, and even though plenty of his friends are allowed to play, Dad said no. However, some kids being more creative and persuasive than others is demonstrated by this man's son, who is 13. He did a PowerPoint presentation to convince his parents to let him have Grand Theft Auto. Again, doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea.
No.
But the fact that he went to that.
Going that extra mile.
Pretty good.
Sure.
Pretty good. This date, 1864, four miners struck it rich at Last Chance Gulch, Montana. And they found a new town on that site and called it Crabtown. Well, for PR reasons, they decided they probably ought not do that. That's how we got Helena, Montana, 1864. War of the Worlds aired for the first time on the radio on this date in 1938. Scared a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
Orson Welles, of course, put that together. We played it on the radio station years later. It's kind of a fun thing. 1974, Muhammad Ali knocked out George Foreman, the Rumble in the Jungle, and regained his heavyweight title. All right, y'all have a weekend. We'll be back. Stay dry and watch out for the weather. Tornado watch until noon. WGNW.